we'll get to that in a minute. So, hang on a second. I gotta get my gloves. It's still a little chilly out. The sun is shining. Last weekend was absolutely gorgeous. It was in the 60s, or about 60. Right now, it's currently 36 degrees, but the sun is shining, and I am getting in a little nipple walk, as Big Fatty would say, although I'm certainly not up to 14,000 steps a day. Of course, I'm not retired either. So, how have you been? Oh my gosh, the things are changing so quickly.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I gotta get my gloves, as Big Fatty would say.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3163 of the BFO for Monday the 23rd of March 2020, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Oh, Big Fatty Gus Chad said it very loudly above everybody else. Checka and us, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're Checka and us today because, y'all, I hope you're checking in. I hope you're checking in with friends and family maybe your neighbor. Maybe your neighbor you should check in with and your co-workers because, y'all, it's important. It is very important that you do that. And, y'all, it'll make them feel better. It'll make you feel better. And, y'all, I experienced quite a bit of that during the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, last time I talked to you, it was Thursday evening, and I don't think young Nicholas came by on Thursday. He may have, but he did stop by on Friday to check on the elderly. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, we had a... We had a cocktail together. Yes, Big Fatty, and we chitter-chatted, just kind of called up, you know, distancing. Doesn't mean that you can't chitter-chatter anything. And so, you know, he comes in and washes his hands and everything. Yes, Big Fatty, you never know where they've been. Then had a little cocktail and just kind of caught up, and he was getting testimoniums from his daddy, Big Fatty. Is that no? That's his father, his real father. Oh, never mind. So he went home, and they had steaks on the grill. Big Fatty, better than snakes on a plane. And all this week, all this weekend, y'all, I truly. I noticed that there are two things that are different now is, y'all, I don't get to have lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, and y'all, there's no Dudley Do-Rights. But do y'all check in with your friends on the Face Space? Y'all, by the way, I got a testimonium from somebody. It says, you are fat, and I don't remember who it was from. And y'all, I didn't recognize the, maybe it was a, Was it an e-letter? It may have been. Yeah. Anyway, somebody sent me that, and y'all, I didn't recognize it. So thank you, whoever reminded me that I was fat. Yes, Big Fatty, that's everybody. And but y'all, I have gotten my nipple walks in every day this weekend. Now, y'all, I did have several friends call and check up on me. Joey Bukkake, you know, he's up there in the New York, Big Fatty, Joey and old Stink Pot and Mr. Cackle, I think Mr. Cackle, Alex Lever and Lamont Cranston and Woodhaven. Oh, you can't forget about the Woodhaven boys. And there seems like there are other folks also. It's failing me. You know, they're on the lockdown, and you know the California A's in the lockdown also. And so we're thinking about everybody. Oh, hey, Big Fatty, don't forget Big Ricky. Oh, Big Vic Ricky's been locked down for years. Big Fatty, well, that's because he's in the sanitarium. But anyway, back to my friends checking in and everything, and y'all, it was just a nice, you know, it may have started off with a textimonium, but y'all, I don't like to textimonium, and y'all, it ended up with a phone call, and I spent quite a few minutes chatting with, it was five or six different people, and y'all, it was just nice to catch up, and It's, you know, if you're looking for something to do, Big Fatty, you can go back and listen to the first 3,162, I say, chew episodes of the BFO, Big Fatty, in the coronavirus enough hell, or pick up the phone and call someone, Big Fatty. That's a lovely idea. I mean, just let your fingers do the walking. Well, no, my fingers weren't doing the walking. Y'all, like I said, I did my steps. Y'all, on Saturday, I was coming back from the big circle, and y'all, I stopped in on that the new delicatessen little store, and y'all, they had pre-prepared homemade pans of lasagna and anyway, it's not ravioli either. It'll come to me. y'all, they had these giant Easter eggs. Y'all, they're probably 6 inches to 8 inches tall, and they're dark chocolate. Oh, Big Fatty, we know you like the dark chocolate. I do indeed. And the sweet Big Fatty. But anyway... and they've got a little prize, a little candy prize on the inside. But y'all, they're from Italy. Big Fatty, should you be eating anything from Italy? Well, I am. Y'all, I cracked one of them open. It's hollow, but y'all, it's delicious chocolate. And y'all, in fact, I broke off a little piece of it and stuck it in some peanut butter. Big Fatty, you got your chocolate in my peanut butter. No, you got your peanut butter in my chocolate. Big Fatty, you silly. Y'all, it's delicious. Just delicious. And so that's kind of my little Easter treat for myself. But I got pan of lasagna also. I'm going to fix that sometime this week. And y'all, then I've just been piddling around the villa here. But y'all, there was something in the villa mailbox. Yes, Big Fatty. Make a wish. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, two things, y'all, there's a cat, there's a card here, and y'all, it's from Francie. Being Fatty, we love Francie. It's true. And we're just going to open it up right now, and let's just see what we got here. Being Fatty. Oh, wait a minute. Something fell out. What is that? Oh, Big Fatty, it's a coin. It is. It is a pot of gold coin. And it says, catch the leprechaun inside this card, and he will make you rich beyond your wildest dreams. And y'all, you open it up, and oh, no, he got out the back way. Better luck next year, Big Fatty. That's vulgar. It says, with love and a laugh and a gold coin, Francie, 2020 number 3 fan. Hug Poodle XO, XO, Squeeze, Squeaky Kitty. Oh, baby, we love Francie. And, well, Francie, thank you so much for that. And y'all, I'm going to hold on to that, and I'll put a picture up. But y'all, I'm gonna kind of wait and see if something else comes in here soon. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, speaking of things in the mail, it's just lovely when you get something in the regular mail. And y'all, the newspaper here in Charleston on Sunday, y'all, part of the paper was they sent out a set of 4 large postcards. And it just says greetings from Charleston, and y'all, it's you can just perforate them and address them and send them to some people, and y'all send somebody, take the time and just sit down and send somebody, write a little note, and send somebody a card. Big Fatty, have you sent Dr. Stone and the Denims their replacement crema cards yet?
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight.
I know! Trademark, Vera Charles.
And then y'all on Sunday, I'm making a pot of soup. Oh, Big Fatty, the old people love the soup. It's true. And y'all, I'm making some it's just basic chicken soup, and I did put a little bit of lemon and some fresh rosemary in it, and chicken and carrots and what are those other things called? Celery and onions and the chicken stock. And I put some orzo pasta in there, and y'all, it's been hot. It's been hot here in Charleston, but y'all, Sunday, as I'm recording this, y'all, it's only when I was out on my nipple walk around noontime, it was only 59 degrees, Big Fatty, so y'all, I'm gonna have some of that soup for my supper, and then of course I'll be recording the Survivors Ready later on tonight. And y'all, that pretty much was my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty.
In 80 million mailboxes across the USA, the census is a-coming to help us plan the way, to show us where we're going so that we can understand what's needed for the future. The future of our land, can we count on you?
You can count on me.
Can we count on you?
You can count on me.
Help your community get equal government representation. Help show where funds are needed for jobs, schools, health care, and more. Answer the 1980 census.
And all your answers are kept confidential by law.
Can we count on you?
You can count on me.
Can we count on you?
It's true, y'all. Also in the mailbox over the weekend, y'all, it's my 2020 census, and y'all, it looks very official. It says your response is required by law, and it's addressed, you know, you can tell it's official because it's addressed to resident.
Pig Fatty.
And y'all, I am going to complete this and open this up on one of the shows this week. Because y'all, the census is one of those things that Big Fatty loves. Big Fatty, we know it. We hear that 1980s census music all the damn time. Well, it's true. But, and Big Fatty, also during all of this, we know we can count on you. Now, y'all, you know, I know people are kind of on edge and, you know, things are, you know, aren't cheery and rosy all the time. But, y'all, I can't help but think that these times that we're in, that y'all, there are good things that come out of this. And, y'all, I'm just going to share a couple of little things. And, y'all, they don't have to be major things, but, you know, just a couple of little things. Y'all, I was, when I go out on my nipple walks now, there are lots of other people that are out and about, and y'all, I just, you know, everybody's waving at each other, yeah, from 6 feet apart, but still, we're waving and speaking, and, you know, just being, kind, and just, you know, a wave. Y'all, I saw something on the TV machine. It was a school bus that pulled up to this 90-year-old woman's house, and she came out on her front porch. She goes out every morning and waves to the bus as it goes by for the children to go to school, and they stopped the bus, and all the children were hanging out the window, and they were wishing her a happy birthday, and y'all, all it was a wave. And y'all, it was just nice. And y'all, I was coming back from my nipple walk on Friday night, and y'all, my new neighbors next door and the young couple behind them that have been here for a while, y'all, they were out talking to each other in the back on the alleyway, and so I stopped and were chatting with them. And y'all, the young couple across the way, he was one of the first, you know, I was one of the first people he met when he moved into Fat Acres. But y'all, he and his girlfriend, she had lost her job, and they were planning on getting married in June. And since she had lost her job, y'all, they were going to have an impromptu ceremony on Sunday. And y'all, they were talking about how the roommate had moved out on him and took the iron and ironing board. And I said, oh, so you need an iron? I've got one that I'm not using anymore. And y'all, I came in the house, got the iron, wrapped it in a Lysol cloth, and gave it to him as a wedding present. Fatty, you're a cheap ass. Well, no, they were thrilled to get it. And, y'all, there wasn't anything wrong with it. I just started using my mother's iron. Hers was nicer. But y'all, they were thrilled to get it. And, y'all, it's just little things like that. You know, saying hi and just walk around with a smile in your face and in your heart and have hope in your eyes, and y'all, we're gonna be okay. We're just gonna be okay. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the Laughing Buddha. And Laughing Buddha, are you doing anything special during your quarantine?
I gotta get my gloves, as Big Fatty would say.
He's taking up the puppetry arts. How lovely.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.